Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
Because in feeling like, in feeling as though you have to give in to the hurt, give in to the pain, give in to the unknowing, you don't have to do any of that. All you need to do is just continue to live your life, do the things that you gotta do. Because like I said, I'm very busy. I'm a busy woman. But beyond being a busy woman, I have needs as well. And my needs have not been being met. So I have to look at that and be very, you know, cautious. Be very cautious of what's happening to me and why it's happening and what effects it's having on my soul and the way I think and the way I see things and how I process information, because all this has a direct effect on you, Divine Feminine. So it's up to you. You have to be the one to say no more. You have to be the one to say, hey, this isn't good for me. This is not good for me. I need something else. I need to save myself. Okay? And you have to be the one to save yourself, Divine Feminine. You got to save yourself, baby. You do. Or else you'll look up and it'll be 20, 30 years from now. And you'll be singing that old... You'll be singing that old faithful tune. If I had a woulda, shoulda, coulda. You know? And one thing I know for sure. Is that is no way to live. No way to live. That is no way to live. Okay? Find yourself. Love yourself. Understand that you are beyond more than enough. You're beyond more than enough. Okay? And if he never comes back and he continues to, because see, some of them, it's easy for us to deal with it because we don't hear from them. We don't hear from them. We don't talk to them. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know where they are. We don't, you know, they don't send us any love. So we're like, okay, cool. Those are the easy ones, honey. That's easy because out of sight, out of mind. But imagine the one that you probably have to see every day. You got to see him every day. You got to, or, you know, he talks to you or sends you messages or makes you think that he loves you so much still. And all these things, you know what I'm saying? All these things, that makes it so difficult, right? It's like, I'd rather you just completely ignore me. Let me get over it. Say goodbye. And then I can do what I gotta do, because I can hold on to that goodbye. Oh, you said goodbye. You said it was over. You said you were somebody else. Cool. Even if you know they were somebody else, or you feel they were somebody else, or whatever, they can steady be telling you, no, no, I'm not with that person. No, no, it's over. No, no, blah, blah. And your heart wants to believe it so bad. Your heart just wants to believe it. You know? That's hard. So I think I'm talking to those people. I think I'm talking to those divine feminines that are like, man, I could get over this shit if this fool would just leave me alone. I could feel much better if I didn't have any contact with this nut, you know? So, just look at it from the perspective of, hey, wherever you go, there you are. So, fix the things that you need to deal with within yourself, and all the rest will come to you so clearly, so phenomenally, that you aren't even expecting it, okay? All right, my lovelies, I love you to life. And I wish you the best in this twin flame journey. I wish you understanding of your next levels in this twin flame journey, okay? All right, my darlings. Peace and blessings. Ciao, Velas.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Stars look up at you, baby. My heart, it knows.
The kindred, the family soul, kindred and the family soul, surrender to love. I love that song, and it is so fitting right here in this message that we're sending today to all of my lovers, all of my would-be lovers, wannabe lovers, all of the people who long for love, wish for love, and feel as though love is just not gonna find you. It's going to find you. It's going to find you. And I know that there's a few divine feminines out there that feel a little trapped and stuck in this connection because you've come so far. You've come so far. You've grown so much. You've endured so many life-changing moments, honestly. And you feel as though quite possibly things are just not panning out the way you wanted them to. Your masculine still hasn't come full circle, although it does seem as though he's making major strides in that area. We still have a long way to go before there's actual union, it seems. And that is perplexing you, I do understand. But I want you to know that even though you feel, you know, like, damn, what's the point? I'm not trying to be celibate. I understand, honey. I understand. You still need to just stay the course, okay? Stay the course. Continue to do the work. Because I am completely and utterly convinced that the reason that your masculine or feminine has not come into union with you is because there is still some growing that has to be done on somebody's part. Okay, somebody still has to get to a place where they understand that this thing is bigger than, you know, it's bigger than just, oh, hugs and kisses. Mission needs to happen. The love that you share, the love that you show, the love that you express is your testimony. It is how you connect to the world. It is how you see others and express the unity that we all are coming to understand, right? It's how we express it. So there's no need to feel despondent. There's no need to feel as though the love you seek is not coming your way, because it is coming your way. You have to remember to manifest what it is you want. You have to remember to take the bull by the rein, so to speak. You know? Don't get caught up in what so-and-so is doing and how so-and-so and them are together and, you know, all this old stuff, and you're not together with anyone. You want your person, and the hard thing is your person could be communicating with you. I know. People are like, what? That's not hard. That's what I want. You want full communication, though. You don't want sparse communication, okay? You don't want still a very confusing way of communicating. You want it clear. And it's still not very clear to a lot of feminines right now, okay? Where the divine masculine stands, what his intentions are, if anything is going to come of this. You know, because time is time, and time and time is running and moving, and it's getting past us, you know. And you look up and you're like, oh my God, it's been how many years that I've been waiting for this to happen? How many years? How long must I continue to wait? And must I even continue to wait? You know, no, you don't have to wait for anything. There's no waiting involved. There's no waiting. I think this is where we miss the mark. This is where we get confused, because we think that we have to wait on something. We think we have to wait for our masculine to come. We think we have to wait for our dreams to be fulfilled. We think we have to wait for our dream job. We have to wait for this, wait for that. No, no. Time is an illusion, okay? Think about it. Why do you think some people defy time, as they call it? Like, you look at them, and it's like every year, they seem to be Benjamin Button in it, right? Every year, they're getting younger and younger, and they just look great, and there's all this wonderful energy that they exude, and life force, and you know, and you wonder to yourself, like, how the heck do they do it? And here you are, half their age, and you feel run down, you feel tired all the time, you feel miserable. It's like, what sauce are they drinking, right? They're drinking the elixir of life, baby. They're drinking that happy juice. They're drinking that, hey, with or without you, I am abundant. They're drinking that, I already have everything I need. I'm not waiting for nothing to come to me. Everything I want and desire is already upon me. That's where they at. That's why they look younger and they feel better and all that. All that. And here we are allowing ourselves to be sad. Sadness in women after a certain age, especially coupled with a little bit of alcohol, that's why women are overweight. You know what I mean? Obese, overweight, stuff like that. And you have to be very careful with that type of stuff, because then you start getting, you know, heart conditions and stuff like that. And then you look up and you're sick and you're hurting and, you know, all this stuff is going on with your body because your mind isn't clear. All because your mind isn't clear. You know? And I have to, I literally have to advocate a healthy mind. Because there's a few folks out here right now that they don't have a healthy mind, sweetie. Their mind isn't right. You know what I mean? It's like, they can look good. Body tight, fit, all of that. But don't have two nickels in the top of their head, you know? Like, oh Lord, what the heck is going on here? You know, it's very disconcerting. You just are like, wow, you know? I don't want to
this
podcast. So you ask yourself, well, how do I escape this fate, right? How do I set myself up to where I'm going to be, you know, happy and expressive? And how do I get myself back to a place of happiness? How? Right? You ask yourself, how? When my heart is so full, when all I want is to hold this man or see this woman, or, you know, how do I find that happiness, Juanita, without it being fake? Now that's the tea right there. How do I find my happiness without being fake? How do I remain in a positive state of affirmations without losing myself to a lie? And I know people say, well, you know, you gotta fake it till you make it type thing, right? And that's partly true, but it's not necessarily faking it per se, as it is so much affirming it. Okay? It's like, all right, I know that my bank account right now does not have 8 figures, but I know that it will one day. So do I go out and live my life like I'm balling like that, spending money, raising my maxing out credit cards, stuff like that? No. But I do set myself up to where my success is guaranteed with the movements that I make. With the movements that I make towards my goals. With the tenacity in which I pursue my dreams. The connections that I link up with. Because listen, let me tell you a secret to success. You ain't gotta like everybody you work with. The hell? Not at all. Not at all. What you have to do is be cordial. Be professional. Be an asset and not a liability. What you have to do is grow yourself to a level that expresses your true desires. Okay? I know I'm going to get to the Tyler Perry Studios and pitch my movies to the executives and then blow their asses away with the fact that I have all these other projects that can be moved, that are good, that are well written, that are well designed. And yeah. Because what's funny is, you know, nobody can steal what's you. Nobody can. You might think, oh, wow, my time has passed. You know, so much time has moved on. Even now, I want a son. I want my baby boy. I do. And some would say that time is against me, you know? But I don't look at shit like that. I look at it like, hey, it's all supposed to be when it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? And I'm excited to hopefully get the opportunity to have my son with my divine masculine twin flame. That's what I want. But that baby got to come with his daddy. Because we ain't doing no single parent life over here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Those days are over. We ain't playing around with that there.
So,
I just want to encourage you all to remember that whatever you put out in the ether, whatever you put in the universe, that is definitely what's coming to you. You have got to be very specific, very careful, because I remember I was just putting out that, oh my God, I wanted sex, 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 sex. I need sex. I need to touch my masculine. I need to be held. I need. And oh my goodness, do you know that all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but because I was putting that energy out there, not only was my masculine feeling it, but a few other people were feeling it too. People who I was not interested in allowing to feel it, okay? So I had to dial it back. I had to dial it all the way back, all right? And make sure that I continue to say the things that are actually what I want, okay? And I encourage you to do the same. I encourage you not to limit yourself in your primal desires. I encourage you to, you know, be stronger than just what you want to happen right now in the 3D. So, and it's stages, honey. I have to tell myself over and over and over again, it's okay, it's okay, it'll be okay. Gonna be okay. Even when I was damn near hyperventilating, you know, with sadness and worry that, you know, I had missed this opportunity of loving somebody who I feel completes me, like completely. So I have to every day just talk to myself every day, fool myself into believing that it was going to be okay. Every day. Every day. Until one day, it worked. One day, I woke up, and I wasn't sad anymore. I could breathe. I could think about my masculine. And I wasn't sad anymore. And that was a big day for me. That was a very big day for me. Because every day I would wake up crying. I would wake up crying. I would go to bed crying. I would just feel so sad that he wasn't around and I wasn't going to be able to see him and I didn't know if we were going to talk. And, oh my goodness. And the betrayal. Just thinking about the betrayal. Him allowing somebody else to touch him and to love him and to call him babe and to be making plans with him and all that stuff there. That it just really, really was more than I could bear. And every day, I have to just tell myself, through the midst of my tears now, through the midst of hyperventilating and crying, it's going to be okay, Juanita. It's going to be okay. You're okay. You're okay. You're okay. You know what I'm saying? I have to literally just make myself believe it. Make myself accept that I was going to be okay. Make myself feel that I was going to be okay. And I didn't know. I didn't know when I was going to be okay. I didn't know how I was going to be okay. I didn't know because I had poured my entire soul into this man. I mean, I loved him on a level that just I didn't even understand. I didn't even understand. You know, and I'm sure the guy that I was with before, he don't understand it either. I'm sure he don't understand it either. But when he sits, but that's only because he doesn't want to understand it. But if he sits back and takes a real look at it, because he knows me. He knows why. He knows. He gets it. You know? And if I give love like that, when I give love like that, I give love like that purely. I mean, absolutely purely. You know what I mean? And I just was so fooled. That was the thing. I was just fooled. I felt really betrayed because I was fooled. Like, he fooled me. You know? Like, I thought he was like me. Like, I don't have any desires to cheat on my partner. I don't care who I'm with. I'm not going to cheat on you. You know, it's just not my thing. I just feel horrible. I would feel horrible. Like, you know, letting someone else love me, touch me, you know, while I'm trying to keep the person I'm with out my mind, or I got to drink liquor or something like that, get inebriated to allow all my inhibitions to go and just be with anybody. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. And I just thought that my masculine was like me. I really did. I really did. So it really just, it bruised my ego. It hurt my feelings. I've never been depressed a day in my life until that. I understood depression for the first time in my life. I understood it. I understood how it can eat your soul. I understood how someone could mean so much to you that the sheer idea of not being with them could send you into a medical frenzy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't get it until it happened to me. And that's one thing about me. I guess my life and my work is going to be so powerful, because I do speak from a place of life experience. I mean, everything I talk about, I've been through. Every single thing. I don't talk about anything that I've only read in a book. No. No. I only talk about things that I know from a raw, primal, experienced perspective. Okay? Other than that, I just don't, you know, I don't speak on things. If I'm not speaking on it, then I don't know about it like that. I don't know about it intimately. And I know about what I speak about intimately. That's why I'm so firm and so matter of fact and so sure that you're going to be all right. I'm so sure. I am so sure. You do the steps. You follow the system. You're going to be just fine. You are going to be just fine. And I could say that, and I could laugh with you, and I could do all these things because I've been there. I've been there. And I share my story because I've been there. You know? Because I've been there. And I know that sometimes... I'm sorry, guys, for all the extra noise in the background. I am trying to get shit done. Okay? It's called multitasking. But, yeah, I've been there. I've been there, and I've felt the love, and I've felt the pain, and I've felt the hurt, and the betrayal, and the confusion. And then I got to the place to where, I mean, just recently, I mean, the other day, or today, shit, let's keep it 100, today, I was feeling like just, have to snap myself out of it, you know, because my divine masculine, he won't let go. He won't let go. And people say, well, it don't matter if they let go or not. You still got to move on. This is true. This is true. But when you have a divine connection like the one I'm in with another individual who is as powerful as I am, okay, he's powerful. He's very powerful. It's different. It's different because I know we're supposed to be together. I know it. And so does he. So does he. But, you know, the challenge was I had to allow him to go through his journey so that he would know this. He would know this through and through to his core. You know what I'm saying? And because you can't, you can lead a horse to the trough, but you can't make him drink the water. You could stuff his head down in the water and damn near drown him, but you can't make him drink. Okay? You could splash water all in his face, open his mouth, pull out his tongue, put the water on his tongue. Can't make him drink. Can't make him drink it. So I decided to allow his ass to be thirsty. You know? Because one thing I know for sure, one thing I know for sure, when that thirst hits you, it was just 15:55 right there. When that thirst hits you, you'll take a drink. And if you wait too long and be too stubborn and be too thirsty, you're going to be down there swallowing for a nice long time, taking a nice long drink. And you damn near might choke. Have you ever been so thirsty that by the time you did drink something or so dehydrated, by the time you did drink something, it hurt your throat to swallow? You know what I'm saying? It hurts your throat to swallow. Okay? So at this point, I just want to encourage everyone in this twin flame journey to remember that there are levels to this. There are stages of this stuff. There are all types of processes. Okay? When you do this, make sure you take it and use it the same day, okay? Don't leave it for 2 or 3 days, all right? What are you watching in here? You good? Okay. All right. So, that's that, people. Yes, I'm a mom. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a post-grad. Oh, I'm a visionary, a leader. I'm an agent, a manager, a friend, a sister, a mother, a wife, a girlfriend, a child. All right? We are all things. We are all things. And in all things, we can find our way. All right? Do not get caught in this feeling of misery. Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light and see you in the funny papers. Bye!